Fellow Ghanaians, I've come into your homes again this evening because tomorrow, Saturday, December the 7th, we shall be going to the polls to elect a new President of the Republic and members of the Ninth Parliament to run the affairs of the country. Since I have come to the end of my constitutionally sanctioned tenure of office as President, as has also the Eighth Parliament. This will be the ninth successive time we shall be discharging this sacred civic duty of voting to choose our leaders since the onset of the Fourth Republic 32 years ago. It gives me great joy that we now have generations of young Ghanaians who take elections and voting to choose our leaders as a regular, commonplace part of life. Indeed, they take it for granted. That surely is a sign of a nation that has attained maturity and self-confidence and should give us reason to be proud. It gives me great personal satisfaction to have been part of those who fought for us to achieve this right. But we should never forget that the flame of freedom needs to be protected and constantly refueled. Elections are at the heart of a democracy, and we qualify to be counted amongst mature democracies after 8 successful elections. It is not surprising that our country is held up as a beacon of democratic stability in Africa. We should be justly proud of this and do everything we can to protect and uphold this status. As is usual with us, the campaign period has been characterized by colorful, loud, and intense activities all over the country. But that period is over, and I believe the arguments have been made and the messages have been delivered. We've also had a last quiet day of reflection before the polls open tomorrow morning. We have good reason to be proud of the Electoral Commission, the body that is charged with running our elections. Today, it is a much more efficient and transparent institution that we are all ready to entrust with the responsibility of delivering a free, fair, and transparent election that will truly reflect the will of the people. I urge all of us to cooperate with the electoral officials to do their work and ensure that we can all be proud of having added another notch to the list of successful elections we have held. The security agencies, led by the police, have also made all the relevant deployments and preparations that will guarantee the peace, law, and order of the nation prior to, during, and after the election. Let us all cooperate with them to ensure that the election is conducted in an atmosphere devoid of intimidation and violence. Let us go and cast our ballots in peace and dignity and in an environment of tolerance and mutual respect. Please remember that we have a reputation to maintain as a nation of peaceful elections, and to cement our ranking as a developed democracy. Each one of us should go out and do his or her duty to ensure a peaceful and prosperous Ghana, and vote freely for your preferred candidate. Do this in peace and dignity. It is an individual and collective responsibility. Go and vote. You owe to Ghana and to yourself. I thank you for your attention, and may God bless us all and our homeland Ghana, and make her great and strong.